Okay. We are learning Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet, which is the Haftarah of Parshas Emor. And so far, everything we learned has nothing to do with Parshas Emor, which is strange enough, because normally when you think about Parshas Emor, you relate it to the Yamim Tovim, which is not mentioned at all in the Haftarah. It's the end of the Parsha. Typically, Haftarah has to do with the end of the Parsha. Here it has nothing to do with the end, but connected rather to the very beginning, in the Pesukim that we're going to learn today. Now, I believe we're up to Pasuk Yutes, Ubitseisam El Hechotzer. This is referring to the Mitzvahs HaKuhuna that will apply in the Bayis HaShlishi, which was the vision of the previous Parakim. And those Mitzvahs HaKuhuna which will apply, according to Rashi's explanation, the reference here was to the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as I mentioned to you last time, although Mefarshim have problems, they have kashas on Rashi, they have kashas on how can it be the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's called a Chotzer, which is typically an outdoor courtyard. And how can it be the Kodesh HaKadoshim if it's Lashon Rabbim, more than one person is going in? Despite these kashas, nobody really offers an alternative pshat that would explain why the Kohen Gadol is wearing only linen garments.
How does this fit in with the Gemara that says?
I'm sorry. What?
How does this fit with the Gemara that says that Lasid Lavo, the only Yom Tov which will not be bottled is Purim, so you won't have any Yom Kippur.
The it's not true that the mitzvahs will be bottled Lasid Lavo. Now, anything that you will find to the contrary has to be explained as a medrash. The Gemara says the Kisvei Kodesh will be bottled except for Mikolas Esther and Yeshua. But it's a Gemara in the Darim. But the idea that Yom Tov will be bottled is not true. Yirmiyah says that pretty much that Pesach will exist, but that people will remember it's not true that Yom Tov will be bottled. Whatever it means, the significance of Yom Tov will be bottled, but the Yom Tov won't be bottled. No mitzvah is going to change in Yemasa Mashiach. So if you find the midrashim, like the Ramban says, we're not responsible for every medrash, but it needs to be understood in context that the Pesach will pale by compared to the final Geula. It doesn't mean that we won't celebrate Pesach. I'm sorry. What does that have to do with? Let's learn the pasuk. You're referring to pasuk Yutes, right? So then let's learn it, and we'll see what it means. You're right. We're saying now that he comes out of the Kodesh. But say some El HaChatzer. Again, it's Lashon Rabbim, which we don't fully understand. What? The whole thing is Lashon Rabbim. He suggested yesterday it might be the royal plural of Lashon of Chashivas. That's a double lashon. When he goes out to the outer courtyard, to the outer courtyard. Why is he saying twice? Just repeating. To the people. So Yamin was saying that if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he goes out, he's first going out into the Hechal, to the Ulam. So Rashi says that's why it's a double lashon, because he's exiting twice. He's exiting once out of the building where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is situated, and then further to where Rashi calls the Ezra Sanoshim, or as we call it, Ezra Yisrael, to where the people are. Elam yifshitu es bigdeihem asher misharsim bam. Now here it's a little confusing. It says they're going to take off the garments. Ashem Shar Simbam, which they did the Avaida with, v'nichu aysam b'lishchas HaKadosh, and they'll leave them in the Lishchas HaKadosh, in the non-Kadosh HaKadoshim area, but which is still Kadosh, v'lavshu begadim acherim, and then, they're not going to walk around undressed, they're going to wear, at that point, other begadim, and v'lo yikachu asam b'vigdayim, and they will not be kaddish the people with their begadim. So it's very confusing. Why does it mean lo yikachu esam bibigdayim? They will not be mekaddish the people. So the mafarshim here are very unclear about this. In other words, they say they're not going to mix with the people. The people might be tamei, they're going to touch the big dekuna. Well, the people are tamei, they shouldn't be touching the kainim either. It's a little hard to understand exactly what it means. It means that they're not going to go among the people wearing these begadim, but the words lo yikachu asam bivgideim is a little difficult to understand. Is that so? If a kohen walks with his big dekuna, they'll say they're also kedoshim. Very hard to understand. I know Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has a pirish on Daf Tiris. He teaches the following. He says, "Lo yikachu asam bivgideim." He says that the kohenim, the kohen gadol, according to Rashi, when they go among the people, they have to go among the people like normal. They have to intermingle with the people. And if they go with the big day kuluna, it's yuara, it's a gaiva, sort of, you know, you're not going to touch me, I'm wearing big day kaidish, stam. Even a person who's tarif chulin is not tarif kaidish. The halacha is that even if someone goes to the mikvah and has a paraduma sprayed on him and everything, if he doesn't do it l'shem kachim, he's not tar l'kachim. He has to go to mikvah again for kachim. So he says that the idea here is there's an obligation of the kohen gadol to mingle with the people, to act as a balgaiva. And v'lo yikachu, the word kodesh is to be separated. They shouldn't separate themselves from the people, bibigdehem. It says that kiddushin, when you marry a woman, it's called kiddushin, she's sort of separate from everyone else, and makudish to me, she's not holy to me, but, well, like hegdish. Like hegdish is separated from the people. So, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz teaches this idea that, that the people, they shouldn't behave among the people as if they're special. Veroisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. Interesting. They shouldn't cut their hair too short. They shouldn't let their hair grow too long. Kasayim yichsimu es rosheim. They should clip their, not the heads, it says the heads, but it means the hair of the heads. It should be cut somewhere in between. How long is somewhere in between? Don't let your hair be too long, not too short, it should be somewhere in the middle. So it says, yiksimu is a lashon of a spelt, is it, kismin? The way you cut kismin. A lot of good that does me. I never cut spelt, I'm not even sure what spelt is. So, I don't know, the Gemara refers to the son-in-law of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi had a son-in-law and they behaved in a princely fashion. His son-in-law was a wealthy man. He paid to have himself get the Kohen Gadol style haircut. Now, I just tell you the words. I'm not sure exactly if anybody wants to volunteer their heads, if you still have hair on it, for a test. They would cut the hairs so that each hair would stand by itself. No hair would overlap the next hair. The head of one hair would be touching the root of the next. How? Sounds pretty short to me. Sounds pretty short to me. I don't know. It's, it says, don't cut your hair too short. I guess it's
30 days.
What?
30 days.
Once in 30 days? It doesn't sound like it. Okay. So, I don't know, again, it means not too short, not too long, somewhere in between.
Melech was every day. Kai was once every day.
So how do you take a haircut every day?
Melech.
How? But how do you do it? It's very... At any rate, v'yayin lo yishtu kol kayim v'vayim alachatzer apnimis. The Kai is not allowed to drink wine when he comes into the chatzer apnimis, which at least this halacha is clear, except that we understand that a kai is not drink wine even when he goes to the chatzar chitzayna. The chatzar apnimis is the heichal, it's what we call the ayel mayed. So here it says not drink wine when he goes into the ayel mayed. We understand he's not drink wine even when he goes to the mizbeach outside. So again, this is one of the seeming inconsistencies. It's not a chumrah here; it's a kula. Avalmana grusha layichulem lenashim. They're not allowed to take widows or divorced women. Ki im besulais bezera beis Yisrael. Only a woman who was still a besula from among the Jewish people, not a ger. Valmana shati almana mikayin yikachu. And the simple taich here is a widow who was previously married to a kayin. She was an almana from a kayin previously. Yikachu, somebody like that, they're allowed to take. So this again is now has no basis in the Chumash. As you know, only a kayin gadol is prohibited to from taking an almana. And if the whole thing is referring to an almana, to a kayin gadol, then the previous mitzvahs apply to every kayin. So again, it's a little confusing. It may be that in the Bayis HaShlishi, there'll be machmir not to take a regular almana. Redak. So that could be. Others translate almana, shati almana b'kayin yikachu, refers to a lafuke, a chalutza. Somebody who had chalitza, I mean, a Torah, you're allowed to marry, but Rabbana, you're not allowed to marry. So he's endorsing the Rabbana. Now here, again, I quote you from Yonasan Aipshitz. Yonasan Aipshitz says, the halacha is that a kayin gadol has to be married. So he says an interesting reason. The kayin gadol has to be married. It says, v'chipa ba'adah yobad beisai, davayde v'yam kippurim. What? On Yom Kippur he has to be married. So v'chipa ba'adah yobad beisai. That's interesting. The Mishnah Sanhedrin just says he has to be married. Gemara Yuma, there is an Abad Beisa. Yuma, okay. So we have Kippur. At any rate, why does he have to be married? So he gives a reason. He says this when Adam was created originally, he was created Adam and Chava as one guf. So he says that somebody who's not married is not an Adam HaShalem, and it's sort of, he calls it a mum in the Kayin, he's missing part of his Evarim. One of his Evarim is missing. The wife that was detached from him. So he's gotta be a shalem. Try to tell your wife that, right? That, so you're a balmum, you're missing her, so therefore you have to be a shalem, you have to marry her. So presumably what he means is that's why, it has to be someone who wasn't married to someone else, because it has to be your other half, so to speak. How many other halves could a man have? I don't know. If he loses his first wife, he takes another wife. But, be that as it may, that's how he explains this. This idea. So here, now again, I want to point out that all this is still not Parshas Emor, which is the dinim of being mitame, which is still to come. Here's another din of a kayin. We have the idea of sisse kayin yishmeru das, that aside from the kayin doing the avaida, he's obligated to be a someone who paskins halachis. So he says, "This ami yairu ben kaidish l'chayil, and my nation they will give pesach halacha between kaidish l'chayil ben tam b'latari idiom valriv hema yamdu l'mishpat b'mishpatai yishpetuhu ves teresai ves lukaisai v'chol mayada yishmayru ves apsaisai yikadeshu." So here it gives them again the job of paskening halachis. The Gemara says that a Eilach HaDayim Yisrael who doesn't come either from Yisachar or Levi. There could be exceptions, but generally speaking, it's interesting, they were not. In the Chumash, it doesn't say anything about Shevet Levi paskening halachas. It doesn't say anything in Chumash. In the Brachas, you mean. In the Brachas, it says. But there's no obligation for Pesach Halacha. Nevertheless, in Davi, we find it numerous times. The idea is that he didn't work the land, Sheva Levi. So what they do all day, so they would pass on halachas. It's interesting that Tarvat Das had an extraordinarily disproportionate number of Ashashivas that were from Sheva Levi. Rav Shor was a Levi, Rav Palm, Rav Sheps, Rav Quinn, Wakayanim, and Rav Chazan was a Levi, and Rav Weintraub was a Levi, and Kamat, it's just interesting. What? Israel was also Chafetz Chaim. So I don't know. It just happens to be that way. But at any rate, so this pasuk again gives them the job of paskening halachis. And finally, we come to the pasuk that has a shaychus to our parasha. V'lameis adam lo yavei l'tama, to a mace they should not come to become tamekim lo'av. Ulaim, Lebain Ulabas, Laochula Achai, Sishlois, Aliish, Itamo. It's missing the wife. It has the six relatives. It's missing the wife here in the Pasuk again. Like I said yesterday at the outset, that they wanted to be going to Sefer Chizkiah, the Sefer Cheskel, because it seems to be at odds with the Chumash in numerous places. And here again, there's something missing. Okay, B'ez Hashem, on Thursday we'll complete the Haftarah.